AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the 18-year-old gunman who killed 19 fourth graders and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, had no known mental health issues, but he did post on Facebook before his rampage.
He said, "I'm going to shoot my grandmother." The second post was, "I shot my grandmother." The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, "I'm going to shoot an elementary school."
Police say the gunman legally bought two semi-automatic rifles just days before the attack, right after his 18th birthday. During Abbott's news conference, Beto O'Rourke, the Democratic candidate for governor, confronted Abbott, calling the shooting totally predictable when you choose not to do anything.
"Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Hey, sit down and don't play this stuff.
The next shooting is right now, and you're doing nothing."
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer took to the floor in a plea to GOP members.
"Please, please, please, damn it. Put yourself in the shoes of these parents for once. Maybe that thought, putting yourself in the shoes of these parents instead of in the arms of the NRA, might let you wriggle free from the vice-like grip of the NRA, might free you to act on even a simple measure."
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed a law that ends nearly all abortions in the state. The first in the nation law copies the Texas abortion law that calls for private citizens to sue abortion providers. The only exceptions are to save the life of a pregnant woman or if the pregnancy is the result of rape or incest that has been reported to law enforcement. The measure part of a larger Republican push to eliminate or severely restrict abortion in states the party controls. This is AP News. Funeral was held today for retired Buffalo police officer Aaron Salter, who shot it out with the 18-year-old suspect armed with a semi-automatic weapon and wearing body armor inside a Buffalo grocery store. Police Commissioner Joseph Garmaglia posthumously promoted Salter to lieutenant and awarded him the department's Medal of Honor.
"It is my profound honor and duty to posthumously award Officer Aaron Salter with the Medal of Honor for his sheer bravery and taking on the face of evil in order to save lives. Aaron saved lives."
His childhood friend, Rodney Cunningham, says Salter gave his life for others.
"It is one thing to experience personal grief, and quite another to experience personal grief that is part of a national cultural war that, to be candid, has been going on for years with no end in sight."
Salter was one of 10 black people killed by the white suspect who used a camera attached to his helmet to live stream the attack. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.